talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 61. I almost missed my cue there. But this is episode 61.
Talk to Dad podcast,
and I've got Elizabeth and Phoebe here with me.
It's your girls.
Your girls.
I was looking on my phone to make sure I knew the right number of the podcast. I thought it was 61, and I was correct.
It'd be bad if you said it wrong.
But we also have, if you subscribe to the podcast, you might have noticed a bonus feature showed up yesterday on the podcast, which has nothing to do with Phoebe. She would like everyone to know.
She's negative amount of involved in this. She's more than not involved. She's like,
I'm
completely
actively trying to destroy it.
I
support you guys in whatever you want to do.
We've set up this thing where like, while we're doing the D&D podcast, she isn't involved in our family. She actually goes to a different family for a little while just so she can, you know.
And we have like guards posted each of the entrances to make sure that she can't enter.
No Phoebe's allowed during the filming of this podcast.
I tried again, you have to roll a die. You were minimally successful, and then I have to just stick in like a finger.
Your dexterity modifier isn't very good.
Oh, man.
So what we're talking about, of course, is Talk to Dad D&D Episode 1 is now available, if you like that sort of thing. It is an RPG Dungeons & Dragons podcast featuring Elizabeth.
I bet it's great.
William,
really
Henry,
do.
And myself.
Wish you the best.
Yeah, it's okay.
Elizabeth is our intrepid dungeon master.
I'm very intrepid.
First episode's pretty good, and I bet it will get better as we go along.
The name of the first episode, Phoebe, you'll find this delightful.
I'm just about to mute you, Phoebe.
I'm just saying, I would hope it would get better. I really do wish the best for you guys.
You don't get to opine on this because you haven't listened to any of it.
No, I just said hopefully it won't get worse. That's not bad. I really do wish the best.
That is some backhanded compliment.
I'm saying it's probably great, but if it got worse, it would be very sad.
It would be a travesty.
What? The next time you see your friend, I think you should say to her, you look really pretty today. Hopefully you won't start to look ugly. And see if she takes that as a compliment.
It was really meant to be... Actually, I think my friend would take that as a compliment. Also...
Which friend?
Anyway,
Name names, Phoebe. Tell
them. No, I don't need to expose them. I don't have friends anyway.
Yikes. You only have potential enemies.
So,
this is a great start.
That's literally just what I was about to say. Yeah, no, the first episode, Phoebe, you will find this delightful, is called It's Not Over Till It's Ogre.
Yay!
There's an ogre in it. That's why that's the name.
Is there an ogre? Is it over?
Yeah, that's the only...
The first episode is over.
And it's over.
For those who have listened to it.
It won't get any better, but it won't get any worse.
For those who have not yet listened to it, it hasn't even begun.
Oh.
No. Anyway.
So, anything else exciting going on?
School's starting soon, and I can't get my schedule.
You can get your schedule.
I can't. They literally won't let me until school starts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They don't want you to know what classes
they
you have.
They don't want you to know.
They hate me. And it's probably wrong, too. It's wrong every year. Anyway, but I'm excited to go back to school, because I already know, assuming they did it right, I already know half my schedule, because I know I'll have, it's block schedule, it's 4 classes a day, 8A, B day, and I know 3A and 3B are respectively orchestra and choir, and I know 4A and 4B are respectively academic decathlon and early release, so I only need to know my first and second period classes. But it's kind of annoying because I wish I would just know that.
Senior year in high school.
Yes, and I'm excited.
Last fall schedule you'll ever get in public high
school. Last year I was high-key dreading the beginning of school, but this year I purposefully gave myself some mostly pretty easy classes, so it should be a pretty easy year.
I mean, that's a good strategy for senior year.
Yeah, I did early release instead of a math, which some people would say is a bad idea. But if I was in a math this year, I would fail it because I would have no motivation to do anything.
And we are recording this on a Wednesday, Thursday evening.
I don't know what day it is.
August 10th. Next week, there's no school, but the week after that, I think, is when school starts, correct?
Yeah. And yep. I'm not, like, super excited. Like, I don't love school, but, like, I'm ready for summer to be over.
Yeah, it sort of feels like summer has been wrapping up for a while now.
Yeah, it's time to hurry up on. It's time to wrap up the wrap up.
Yeah, when does your school start, Elizabeth? When does college?
You will be the 28th.
A college upper class person.
Yeah, I'm excited for college. It's next year, me this too. Time I might be already
so stoked
there for like orientation.
That's weird. You'll be a junior in college,
yep.
And Phoebe will be a senior in high school.
Yep. But I will be moving.
I'm older than her,
and I will be even older than all y'all.
But I'll be moving into my new apartment 10 days before that.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a cat. It's going to be great.
Is that like having a cow?
Yes.
Much smaller.
Much smaller
painful.
Scale.
Milk doesn't taste as good.
Cat you don't know that. You don't. Please never say the word cat cheese again.
You.
You can cut that.
No, we're that keeping it in. We're keeping it in so the entire internet can shame you.
Entire internet. Nobody
well, like,
listens to this
five
podcast.
Of the internets.
That's not true. People do listen to this podcast.
People do. Hi there. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing today? You can't answer me. You can answer me in your head.
They're probably answering it. Everyone is listening to this is answering it in their own
vehicle.
You know,
could be a little better.
Well, I know.
A little tired.
Wherever they happen
you?
To be listening to it, they're
whenever
probably
you,
answering us.
Whenever you answer that, I will know in my heart.
Just scream it really loud. We will hear.
You know what
we
I do
will
it,
hear
when
your
I listen
prayer.
To podcasts? And I'm sure everyone does this, but when I listen to podcasts and someone on the podcast can't think of the name for someone,
yes.
Or someone or something, I'm always like screaming it like...
I'm not.
It's Casper. Casper the Friendly Ghost. His
you
name
fool.
Is Casper.
It's mozzarella.
Oh, man.
And then usually like later on in the podcast, they're like, oh yeah, it's Casper. So, you know, and I've got my tweet all written out and then I have to erase it.
Got my angry typing up. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're like listening to us on like a crowded train, like with headphones, just start screaming like, I'm doing great, a little bit tired, but you know, it is what it is.
That's how you get the entire train to both give you space and ask you if you're okay. So, you know,
so,
mutual
well,
support.
They already know you're just a little tired.
Either we don't have that many listeners, which is true, or our listeners are actually pretty nice. But I noticed like last episode, we had some Doritos that were... Tapatio flavored. And I, throughout the whole podcast, whenever I was talking about them, I called them Tapatio.
Tapatio? Really?
And I thought, you know, if I were listening to this podcast and I were that guy, I'd be like, it's pronounced Tapatio.
Just like slamming
tapatio.
Your head.
Tapatio. That's why the accent is over the last I. Tapatio.
Just like slamming your head into the steering wheel like it's Tapatio. You fool. You absolute...
Hey, patio.
You absolute dunderhead.
But no one tweeted me to say, you pronounced that wrong.
We want to have, our goal is to have enough followers that people tell us how stupid we are.
Yeah, we would like to have enough followers that we get to block some of them on Twitter.
Honestly,
that's how many
that's
followers
the,
we would
I
like
dream.
To have.
Okay, if you actually, like literally, if you tweet me telling me what an idiot I am, I will retweet you and like it. I'll just be like, yeah, wow, retweet.
That's always a good tweet. Like, that's always a good habit.
I'll probably agree with you.
Well, Phoebe will if you tweet at me telling me how dumb I am, Phoebe will absolutely agree with you.
You can just
wait, can I give them
retweet
my Twitter handle?
And say cosine.
Cosine. Agreed. Have a nice day.
Am I allowed to tell them my Twitter handle? Is that a privacy issue?
I will leave that up to you.
It's Phoebe Bear at Phoebe Bear on Twitter. Go follow me. Go give me a like.
You can probably find it because sometimes you know.
Yeah, because I talked to the
official TTD. What is it now? TTD podcast. I think
it's TTD podcast.
Tweeted it
so
before.
The official TTD podcast, you know, you.
Yeah, both of us follow it. Both of us retweet.
There will be people that retweet and like it, and it's generally people in our family.
Literally,
yeah.
Just
not always people.
We don't have a family that has the same names as us that just really, really like the podcast.
If you go into the likes or retweets and there's about like four of them, go to the one that's like. The one that's that has like the icon is the dog filter on Snapchat. That's
you're
me.
Basic.
I like the dog
you.
Filter. So be it. I'm basic. I love the dog filter.
You know
filter.
What dad thinks about Snapchat filters?
What does dad think about it?
Creepy.
All Snapchat filters are creepy.
A little bit. I'll be willing to admit that.
But if you're Elizabeth or a 4-year-old child, then it's fine.
Are they the only people who are allowed? Am I not allowed?
No.
Highly offended.
Wow, guess
I'm
who's the favorite sibling?
I'm gonna Snapchat you, even though you probably won't be able to open it because you don't know how to use Snapchat. I'll Snapchat you like hundreds of different filtered selfies a day.
And you know what'll happen?
What?
Nothing, because I'll never see it.
Blocked.
I never get on Snapchat.
My parents.
It will be audience. Like a tree falling in the forest.
That's what most of my life is like. I'm the tree. But no, most of my parents, they were like, I don't know. They didn't want me to get Snapchat. So they're like, if you get Snapchat, we'll get Snapchat. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I'm just going to post pictures of my dog on my story. Like, it's chill. They got it. I try to show mom how to see my story like 5 times and she still doesn't know how, and neither does dad.
See, because my parents actually did the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a pretty good adopter.
They blocked you?
My own parents blocked me on Snapchat.
For most digital stuff, I'm actually a pretty good adopter, but Snapchat is the one platform where I go.
It takes a little while, even for me.
I'm too old for this. I'm just too old for this.
You were the ones who were like, well, we have to get it now. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I'll show you how to use it.
I never said that.
Okay, well, you got it anyway.
So nobody ever asked me how my day was.
I think I did, but how was your day, I think Elizabeth? I've only used it like once. How was your day, Elizabeth?
A little tired.
I had a fantastic day.
How was the day at the donut shop?
It was good. It was kind of dull. Or is it Wednesday?
Thursday.
Friday. No, Thursday.
No.
It's Thursday.
I don't know what day it is.
It's Thursday because tomorrow's Friday.
From work.
Tomorrow's trash day. The garbage cans are out on the curb.
Every day is trash day if you're me.
True.
No,
I work. Trash day when you run a Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
I do not approve of that message. Elizabeth?
Yeah.
You're not trash. You are a valuable person.
Dad, it's...
What about me, Dad?
It's trash can, not trash can.
Phoebe, you're also not trash.
Oh, thank you.
That's such a weight off your shoulders.
Was there a little bit of suspense there?
You're all witnessing it first. This is the nicest thing my father has ever said to me.
That's not true, Phoebe. I say nice things all the time about you, sometimes even when you're around.
Okay. My day was pretty good. I've been working...
Oh, wow. I didn't even finish.
Yeah, but... No, I'm kidding. Go on. I thought you were done. Dad interrupted you.
I think when I got off work, both of you were asleep.
It's National Lazy Day. I took a nap.
I don't think there needs to be a National Lazy Day. I think every day can be National Lazy Day.
Maybe for
I don't think you need a special day.
Maybe for you, Dad.
But no, I actually saw that it was National Lazy Day. I was like, man, it'd be great to take a nap. And then I saw it and I thought, no... But I can't because I'm doing, and I thought, and this is one of the few days I've had in weeks where I had time to take a nap, and I thought, I can take a nap. I can do it.
You know, Elizabeth was working at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I called her at about 6:40 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Woke her up, drove her to work. What time did you get up, Phoebe?
I got up, it was probably like 9.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Because I was going to... No, it was before
That's
that.
One of the earlier times you've gotten up
I was trying to go back to sleep because I wanted to finish a dream.
Yikes, culture is real.
So rude. I wanted to finish a dream and I was trying to go back to sleep. But I had 9 calls, like 9 text messages and 3 calls from mom and like 4 calls from Eileen. I was like, neither of these
people will leave me alone.
No, it was that Eileen and I were going to go to the pool. But then my mom figured out that it was closed. But then she was like, what are you guys doing now? What are you doing? I need to know your plans. And I was like, I'm sleeping. I just want to sleep. And that was how I woke up.
I am literally going to explode if I don't tell you about the exciting thing I did today.
I would like to hear about the exciting thing.
I came home from work and I took a shower because I like woke up when dad called me because I'm lazy. And then I... Took a nap for 5 hours. Give me a high five.
5 hours?
Five.
I'm not even going to high five you for that. That's a little much.
It's lazy day, Phoebe.
Okay.
All right. I guess. Speaking of someone who is literally about to explode.
What's the word for like when you don't want to do it, but you do it anyway? Begrudging? There's another word.
But.
Begrudgingly?
Hesitant? No.
Speaking of someone who is literally about to explode, let's do some news.
Our first story
is rare balloon syndrome causes hedgehog to puff up like a beach ball.
What?
There was a hedgehog that was literally about to explode.
Oh my gosh.
There's a picture of him all puffed up.
Wait. Pass that to me. My vision is terrible.
This is Zeppelin the hedgehog before he was deflated.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, he's huge. He's like the size of a dodgeball.
Did somebody put a bicycle
This is
it?
A story from livescience.com. a science news website.
I'm glad it's not dead science.
Says, what do you do when you find a puffed up beach ball sized hedgehog? You take him to the vet to be deflated. That's what happened to a wild hedgehog in Scotland named Zeppelin by his rescuers at the Scottish Society for the Prevention of Cruelty
like
to Animals.
Blimp.
The Scottish SPCA.
Yes, Phoebe. Like the blimp.
Oh, I get it.
Who was suffering from a rare condition called balloon syndrome. Zeppelin was spotted by the roadside on July 23rd, and the Scottish SPCA was called in, according to a statement from the society.
When they found him, he was rolling himself down the road.
Romaine Peasy, a special wildlife veterinary surgeon at the Scottish SPCA, said that Zeppelin's case of balloon syndrome was so severe, normally you just see puffing up on the top of the hedgehog's body. In Zeppelin's case, however, the entire body appeared inflated and the animal looked like a beach ball.
Oh my gosh.
So what happens is, if you're a hedgehog, and a person too, really, I was reading this and I was thinking, well, that's pretty much the way people's anatomy works too. You have an esophagus. The esophagus connects your lungs to your mouth and your nose. And then you have a valve called a glottis. And it keeps the air coming in and out of your lungs. But if something ruptures, the air can move from your lungs to fill up the body cavity above the on the top part of the hedgehog. Mm-hmm. And so basically, like, the glottis stops working, the valve gets all backed up. And here is, I'll post these pictures.
Holy cow.
To Twitter and Instagram. But
that's so weird.
Here is a x-ray of what it looked like. Basically, there were four sacs in the hedgehog's body that filled up with air. And the way that they dealt with this is they made four little incisions around the hedgehog's body and let the air out.
I was about to say, you have to, like, pop it. Like,
just kind of slowly deflated the hedgehog. They gave him some antibiotics to make sure he didn't get infection. And at the end of the article, they say that Zeppelin is doing well and healing quickly.
Hmm. Wow.
Like the blimp.
Oh, my gosh.
It just took me, like, I almost connected it, but then I was thinking of Zeppelinfeld, which is a Nazi site for Nazi rallies. But actually, that was called that because they landed Zeppelins there, or they were meant to.
It was
to.
A field where they landed Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but I was just wasn't connected.
German is very
stuff.
Literal that way.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But this story has nothing to do with Zeppelins. It's about a Scottish hedgehog.
Yeah.
Imagine living in Scotland and, like, there's just hedgehogs, like, around.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, living in Scotland and you just walk on, you're just sitting there walking, you see five hedgehogs just roll past you, because that's what happens every day in Scotland.
That's what happens every day in Scotland.
I'm sure it happens to someone in Scotland.
You're just walking around wearing your kilt, practicing your bagpipes, when out of nowhere, 10 hedgehogs roll down the road and you just think, what is this world coming to?
And
what is this
go,
world coming to?
I mean,
then you go eat some haggis.
I mean, like rabbits here, like, they're just everywhere, all these bunnies, and it's like
hedgehogs,
I'm imagining the same
badgers.
Thing. Hedgehogs and badgers. Like, imagine living somewhere where that happens, and
yeah.
Like,
imagine living in Texas and you're just walking around wearing your cowboy hat and your spurs, eating your barbecue.
Your neighbor tips your hat and says, "Morning, y'all." Drinking a sweet tea,
looking out the field and seeing
your
longhorns,
fine, lovely horses, when
grazing
out of nowhere,
in the pastures.
10 jackrabbits all blown up, roll past you.
And you take out your shotgun and you're like, well, that's dinner, folks. I kind of, I think that was
not,
more like a Mississippi accent, honestly.
I not do a Texas accent.
I have a question.
What?
Does anyone else have a news story?
I have a news story.
Oh, I actually do.
Elizabeth,
mine's
why don't
Texas-y
you read us
though.
Your story
Phoebe,
first?
Phoebe, we can transition into speaking of Texas. Phoebe?
Both of these have a connection
speaking
to Texas.
Speaking of Texas.
Oh, crap. Yeah, it does.
Houston police to stop using Whataburger orders to mark crime scenes. So if anyone didn't know, Whataburger.
We talked about Whataburger last time you guys were
amazing.
On the podcast.
It's great. They have a great honey butter chicken.
Whataburger
Elizabeth.
Is a very excellent fast food chain,
can
burger
go,
chain.
After 11, can we go to Whataburger and get honey butter chicken biscuits?
Maybe so.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's do
okay,
it.
Okay, I really want one, but they sell them
me
from
too.
Like 11 to
I want to get
11.
One so that I can eat
you have
one
to work
before.
In the morning, don't you?
Yeah, no, I want to get one so I can eat it before tomorrow morning. Like when I get up. What's that
okay.
called?
Breakfast?
Yes, thank you. Continue, Phoebe.
Anyway,
some podcast listener out there was like, breakfast. It's called breakfast.
They're
breakfast.
Back in their tweet.
Unsubscribed, unliked, angry Twitter drafts
these
in the process.
Anti-breakfast.
These people,
I hear Phoebe doesn't even eat breakfast because she gets out of bed at 12.
These people are anti-breakfast and anti-America.
All right, so anyway, tell us what the connection is to Whataburger.
When Texans grab an order number at Whataburger, sometimes they'll pocket the tiny plastic tents to add to a collection or as a rite of passage.
I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I absolutely know that.
One?
Yeah. I don't because I'm not a delinquent.
All right, so if you go into Whataburger, they give you a little like placeholder that has a number on it, like say 29.
And people steal them. It's just a thing.
And they're orange.
Yeah, it's Texas
and you put
culture.
It on your table, and then that's how they know where to bring the order to.
Yeah.
I didn't know anyone stole them, and I did not know that you stole them.
Just one. It was actually an accident. I put it in my purse as a joke because I was like, oh, I'm going to steal a Whataburger number. And then I was like, oh, whatever I want. But I forgot to take it out, so I actually did steal it.
Dad, you need to add like a police siren sound effect to this. So that...
Well, speaking of the police, specifically the Houston police.
Nice. Yeah, because. Yeah, okay. But a few numbers that made their way out of the restaurant ended up marking evidence at Houston crime scenes. The Houston Police Department has stopped using Whataburger tents as evidence markers. However, they have stopped using table tents as evidence markers. However, I said that wrong. A picture shared online after a homicide in March showed a tent marking evidence. A tent was also used in a November 2014 shooting. They usually wait for the crime scene units to place evidence markers, but they have to improvise in some situations, such as if it's raining, they said.
So everybody's seen these, right? Like on TV, if there's like a police procedural show or like in a book about true crime, you'll see the crime scene photos. They always have like little parts of the evidence, like with numbers, mm-hmm. so that they can point to things later in the pictures. So they use these little Whataburger table markers or like, you know, numbers. Yeah. On the crime scene to, like, indicate different parts of the evidence. They were using that in Houston.
Yeah. We got a lot of concerns as to whether Whataburger was endorsing us or whether we were endorsing Whataburger and whether they were a sponsor of the police department.
Listen, every real Texan just has, like, a few Whataburger tents that, like, if you turn out your pockets, they'll just kind of fall on the floor.
I think all true Texans do endorse Whataburger, whether they're paid to do so or not.
And a lot of them do endorse the police.
I did see when U2 was in town for their concert. After their concert in Dallas, the band went to Whataburger.
Whataburger.
There were like
great.
Pictures of U2 at Whataburger.
That's wow. awesome.
Getting burgers.
Wow.
I actually saw an engagement picture once. I think it was on Texas Humor. Sponsored by Texas Humor. The best Texas Humor place. They have really nice t-shirts. I like their long sleeve t-shirts. But there was an engagement picture where someone had taken Whataburger numbers to make the date of their wedding.
Oh, really?
That's the type of love I'm looking for.
Yeah. Wow, delinquents. Police is coming for you.
So that story you're reading is from the Dallas Morning News, but is there anything more to it? They said they stopped
it just
doing
says,
it?
Yeah, patrol captains ordered officers not to use marked items with visible brand names. And it says, I think it says they obtained them in a traffic stop. Like, I think they pulled over someone's car and they were like, oh, look at these Whataburger numbers they have.
And then they just started using them for their crime scene department.
They confiscated them from Whataburger criminals.
But they didn't return them to the restaurant.
Yeah. Patrol officers don't carry evidence markers because they don't mark and process evidence as a task for crime scene units. But if officers want to protect evidence from being stepped on and washed away in the rain, they find what they can. It does specify that they're not, like, having a shortage in...
It does specify that they're not having a shortage in, like, evidence markers or anything. So they're just sort of making do with what they can. I also have a Texas-related...
Wow!
The Texas-related news story.
Wow!
Okay, the title is Ambitious 9-Year-Old Applies for Job at NASA. Yeah, give a round of applause for ambitions of 9-Year-Olds. A 4th grader's cover letter... A 4th grader's cover letter grabbed NASA's attention in the search for the next real-life guardian of the planet. This week, the space agency began looking for its new planetary protection officer, someone capable of guarding the planet from, quote, microbial contamination from other planets. Jack Davis, a self-proclaimed guardian of the galaxy from New Jersey, piqued NASA's interest. I may be 9, but I think I would be a fit for the job, Jack said in a handwritten letter. He wanted to list his interstellar work experience. He said that he's seen pretty much all of the space movies, and he's really good at video games. And he says, I am young, so I can learn to think like an alien.
I think he should get the job.
I think he should get the... He seems qualified to me,
honestly. I saw this, though. I saw the news story in a different story. And surprisingly, this job pays pretty well. I think it's like $130,000.
Yeah, it's $127,000 a year.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing?
Protecting the world from alien bacteria.
Yeah, basically. And also protecting alien worlds from our bacteria.
Oh, that too?
Yeah.
But
I care a little bit less about that. Call me globalist.
Yeah.
Call me earthist.
You're just like the European...
Terracentric. Much.
Explorers who came to the Americas and killed off all the Native Americans.
Except
how do you feel about that?
I haven't committed
this has gotten really
yet.
Dark.
Yet, but you
let
would.
Let me finish this.
Hey, if it's us against them...
What? Okay.
God,
well,
racist.
Okay, you know what? If
humans aren't even that
if
great.
If the giant insect-like
humans
aliens come to Earth and start killing us, I know whose side I'll be on.
I am currently composing a hate tweet at you, which will be really confusing to a lot of people because it'll be like before the podcast.
Yeah. It'll
just
be like I'm being attacked
drafts.
By a time traveler.
I'll save it in my drafts.
All right.
Okay. Well, NASA ended up not offering the job. It wasn't an outright rejection. We are always looking for bright future scientists and engineers to help us, so I hope you will study hard and do well in school, Green said. Seems like Jack Walt would be replacing Catherine Conley, who's listed as NASA's current planetary protection officer, or getting the, $120,000 a year salary now, but maybe in the future.
I feel like more people should know her. If that's her job.
Yeah, like that's...
She should be like...
That's
at
an
least
amazing
as well
job
known
title.
As, I don't know, the
but
attorney
then the
general.
The aliens would find her.
At least as well known as the attorney
They're
general.
They're literally living among us, like...
Who?
I'm an alien.
The lizard people. Do you believe in the lizard type aliens? Do you know about the lizard
people?
I mean,
people? I'd have to since I am one.
I only believe in spongiform type aliens.
I saw an article. I didn't pull it, but there was an article where some group was claiming that during the eclipse, the lizard alien will walk among us.
The lizard alien? There's only like one prime?
I don't know. I didn't read the article. I also have a Texas news story.
Looping back around to Texas.
This is the most important news story of the whole podcast. These, I have in my hand, the 2017 semifinalists for the Big Tech Choice Awards of
Woo!
The State Fair
Wait, really?
Of Texas.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I'm
we
sorry, what?
Last year. Oh my gosh. It's Texas State Fair competitors. I'm actually like, I'm hyped. I'm.
Why do you have that just on hand?
Why
oh, it
creepy?
Keeps going.
It's just like a.
It's because
like
that,
nice
that's what I that's what I hear in every single one of my nightmares, Phoebe.
Yes. So this is from D Magazine. I've got the list of all of the foods that made the semifinals. So these are not the finalists. These are just the semifinals. And I thought we would go around in a circle. And each take turns. We don't have to weigh in on each one of them because that would take a long time. But each of us will take one and tell us, even though we haven't tried these yet, whether you think that this is ooh, seriously so gross or yum, 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 delicioso.
Are we playing the drops?
I don't know.
I think we should just not.
No,
I'll
we won't.
Say
we
them.
Won't,
I'll say them.
Tell me.
Ew, seriously so gross.
Just tell us if you think this sounds like a good idea or not. You can give it a whatever you want to call it.
We'll just say yes or no.
First
one, 2, 3.
Beer battered beef jerky.
1, 2, 3. No.
No.
Yes. I think
okay,
it sounds delicious.
One. We can move on.
Next one. Cajun fried deviled eggs.
1, 2, 3.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no. Call me picky.
Cajun fried deviled eggs. I think that sounds... Potentially good.
I would eat that.
All
next
right,
one.
Next one. Crawfish lollipop.
1, 2, 3. No.
No.
Crawfish look
Although
like
it's
little
probably
demons.
Good. I like crawfish, though.
Crawfish look like little
I don't
little
know what
demons.
A crawfish lollipop is, though.
Ugh.
I need a description before I can really truly weigh in on that
But
one.
Crawfish look like little
But all
little
we
demons.
Have so far are the names of these
they
things.
They look scary. They have eyes.
All right. Here, I appreciate this one just because it fits... The grammatical structure of what you want from a food from the State Fair of Texas. This is deep fried bacon wrapped mozzarella with jalapeno ranch. 1, 2, 3.
Emphatic
yes.
Yes.
No. I don't like any of these things.
Deep
I'm
fried
sorry.
Bacon wrapped mozzarella with jalapeno ranch. The only
I'm
thing
actually,
it doesn't say is it's not on
excited.
A stick.
You can put it on a stick.
But you can put it on a stick. All right. Next one. Deep fried breakfast cupcake.
1, 2, 3,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Breakfast cupcake. And
it's just
deep fried.
Like a muffin.
There's something wrong with that.
A breakfast cupcake
maybe
is just
it's
a muffin.
Muffin.
With frosting.
Or maybe it's cornbread. I don't know what it is.
It's
it sounds
like
wrong
bacon
to me.
And eggs, maybe. That
All right,
sounds fine.
Here's one. This one, I think, requires a little bit of thought. Deep fried chicken noodle soup on a stick.
1, 2, 3.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I'd try it.
I'd try
chicken
that.
Noodle
that
soup
good.
On a stick. Blah.
I mean, it might be a little runny, but
this one makes me laugh. There's always one that makes me laugh. Deep fried Fruit Loops.
1, 2, 3. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Fruit Loops are good.
I'd definitely do it.
How do you deep fry a Fruit Loop, though? I mean,
you put it in a deep fryer.
You put
Dad.
It in a deep
fryer. Dip it and fry it.
You should know better than
Seems
this,
like
Dad.
You have to have like a cluster of.
Maybe they have. There's some sort of like frosty like, type stuff.
Maybe they stick them together with marshmallow
together.
Or something.
It needs something like soft or like liquidy, gooey in there.
Because it's not just single Fruit Loops, I'm sure.
Yeah, because that wouldn't be that good.
All right, next
one single Fruit Loop.
Next one, deep fried Reuben.
One, two, three.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, that's
I'm here
good.
For this.
A lot of
I really like
place
Reuben
place
sandwiches. I like the pastrami and the sauerkraut and the Thousand Island dressing.
You know,
okay. Really
I,
good taste
I serve
together.
A lot of Reubens to people, but I've never tried one.
See,
I
thought
one of these days.
I didn't actually know that was a sandwich. I just thought they were deep frying some dude named Reuben, and I was just like, yes, deep fry the man.
You're up against Reuben.
He deserves it. All right. He's named Reuben for one thing.
This one causes question marks to go up above my head. Deep fried root beer float with dragon's breath.
1, 2, 3, yes.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But what's dragon's breath? What the heck is
they
dragon's breath?
It's exactly
dragon
what it
breathes on it, Dad.
Yeah, like what more explanation do you need?
Float sounds easy. Really good, that and deep good. Frying it sounds good. But
it's probably
wait,
just
is
like
that like
dry
how
ice.
Bad your breath smells
oh,
after
no,
you
no,
eat
no,
it?
Oh, no, you know what it probably is? There's a place, they actually have this at a mall near us that Elizabeth and I are going to go to tomorrow, so we should try it. But
yes.
It's like ice cream things, and they use like liquid nitrogen, so when you eat it, it makes your breath, it looks like you're vaping, basically. But
oh, that's I want to do a vapeless vape.
Yeah, but it makes like smoke come out of your mouth almost. Like it looks, or like vapor. It looks really cool. I
oh,
bet
that's
it's that.
That's amazing.
I bet it is, because I've seen that all over like social media. Right. And it like comes out in steam.
An officer pulls me over.
We're not even halfway through this list yet, so we got to pick
sorry,
it up.
Sorry.
All right. Dreamy Drunken Sopapilla Cheesecake Bar.
Absolutely.
1, 2, 3, yes.
Oh, sorry. I forgot about your countdown. Count up?
It sounds pretty
yes.
good. It's
that
got cheesecake.
Like
it's got sopapilla.
Yes.
I don't know why it's drunken.
Oh, yeah.
But
drunken with flavor, maybe. Inebriated with deliciousness.
The next one, all it says here is fat smooth.
Yes.
No.
That's me.
That's my rapper name after this.
Fat Smooth does sound like a rapper.
That's
yo,
me?
It's Little Fat Smooth in the house. What's
MC Fat Smooth in the house. In the his ass.
Maybe it's a smoothie.
MC made Fat Smooth and Little Fat Smooth in the house.
It's a smoothie made out of fats from different meats.
I don't know what fat smooth
what's the smooth
is.
Then? It's a smoothie?
A smoothie. That's what I said.
I didn't hear the smoothie
ew, a
part.
Fat smoothie.
Listen.
It's like a smoothie that's just got like bacon grease in it.
No, not just bacon, but like pork.
Yum.
And chicken
fat
and
beef fat
and llama
yum.
Fat
llama
goose fat all right
tasty.
Phoebe, you can't
next one
you can't
fried
kill llamas.
Fried arroz con pollo
1, 2, 3 yeah
yes
yeah
chicken and rice fried
yes.
chicken and rice
but Mexican
but arroz
not
con
necessarily
pollo.
Mexican
arroz
maybe
con pollo can I have
Mexican.
An arroz con pollo
Can I have an arrows con polio
next
fry
one.
That and put it on a stick?
Now, this one may be controversial. Fried cheesecake stuffed apple sundae.
1, 2, 3.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm going to totally be DJ little fat smooth.
Phoebe, this next one is just for you. Fried El Paso. Fried El Paso. That's all it says. They took the town of El Paso, dipped it in batter.
I don't
put
actually
it in deep
own
fryer.
The town of El Paso.
Good.
I
this is what
there.
Reuben did. This is what
Dad.
Why Reuben deserves to be fat fried.
Fried El Paso. I don't
Dad,
know what fried
El
Paso is.
I went to
El
Paso one time. I don't own the town.
I know, but you're the only one in our family who's been there. So
it tastes like.
Tell us, what is a fried El Paso?
Have you ever
well,
have you ever licked El Paso?
Made all of our team fairly sick and gross smelling.
But it was tasty, though, right?
It was pretty good.
Next one, fried mango loco.
1, 2, 3.
Yes.
I'm for anything mango.
I'm here for mangoes. I
don't
love
know why
mangoes.
The mango went crazy, but
I'm
it sounds good.
Maybe
I
it's
know
like
you've gone crazy.
Maybe it's like the snortable chocolate.
I like the name of this one. I don't know what it is, but I like the
joke.
Name of it.
What?
Funny.
Sorry, what was the joke?
Mango. I know you've gone a little loco, but I'm here for you.
Sorry about that.
The drummer's a little
she was
slow
saying she's
too.
Here for it. Anyway.
The next
no,
one,
I
like the name of this one, maybe the best of anything on the list.
Drummer.
Fried redneck wedding cake balls.
One, two, three. Yes.
Yes. But is it made out of gators?
What is a redneck wedding cake?
It's made out of real rednecks.
It's made out of gators.
Is it like those little, I don't know. I guess a cake ball. I know what a cake ball is, but like, what makes it a redneck wedding cake ball?
Texas sheet cake.
Oh, that'd be so good.
I love
next one, fried sloppy Joe flautas with nacho fries, like N-O-T-C-H-O fries.
One, two, three, yes.
Yes on the sloppy Joe, no on the fries.
No.
I was going to say yes on the sloppy fries, no Joe on the sloppy
flautas
Joe.
Sound
well, we can
gross
just,
to me.
We can get one and split.
Here's a good
make
one.
Make any sense.
Well, one entire dish,
okay,
and then
anyway,
I can have
we need to move on.
Yeah.
Fried Texas dirt.
One, two, three,
yes.
Yeah. It's not real dirt, right?
No.
If it's real dirt, I will
sure
100%
like,
eat it.
It's got to be like chocolate.
Like chocolate cake or something?
Or crumbs or something?
Maybe that one's Texas sheet cake.
I don't know what that... Speaking of, I'm surprised no one has ever done this before, fried Texas sheet cake.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
Yes! I was literally just talking
about... These are alphabetical. Fried Texas sheet cake.
Hit
that ding. A minute ago.
Hit the ding.
Yes!
Nice!
I'm surprised I've never done that one before. I sort of read that and went, wow. Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I love Texas
course.
Sheet cake.
Of
y'all,
course.
Y'all
it was the missing link
tried
all
Texas
along.
Texas sheet cake. You're missing out. Look up a
you're
recipe.
You're missing
do
out.
Do like the Pioneer
right.
Woman one and
except,
go make it.
Except
here's
if you don't live in
I
Texas,
think,
then it's illegal.
Here's yeah, one that I think actually is controversial. Funnel cake bacon queso burger.
One, two, three. Yes.
No.
Funnel cake
what?
Bacon.
What about that sounds bad
queso
to you?
Burger. Funnel cake and burger and bacon.
It doesn't have to have like powdered sugar on it. There's people make savory stuff all the time for that.
But it's against
no, that
my religion.
Really good.
It's against all that's
I'm
good.
Having that for lunch when we go next year.
If it makes the finals. Gulf Coast Fish Bowl.
One, two, three, no.
Yes.
What?
Gulf Coast Fish Bowl. I don't know.
I don't want
it's
that.
It's just seafood, I guess.
It's a bowl made out of fish.
Well, is it fried? That's the only
artisan.
Type of fish
I
really like. I
would imagine it's fried.
No,
but
that's
I don't
not
know.
True.
That's
I do
not
like
true.
Fish. I just don't want fish at the state
here's
fair.
Here's the next one. Oreo beer.
One, two, three.
No.
Get turned.
Any of us?
But the whole idea of it, and I don't drink. I'm trying to think if I've ever had like non-alcoholic beer. I just don't
apparently
think
it just tastes bad.
The,
it smells so gross.
It smells disgusting, my
Oreo
dude.
Beer sounds really gross. The next one is Pinot Noir popcorn.
Pinot Noir. Mid-sized car. You
Pinot
find
Noir.
Out.
Mid-sized car.
Find
I'm
out
gonna say one, two,
find
three.
Out.
No.
I wasn't even
paying attention.
I was thinking of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
I know you were. The next one.
Isn't that a cologne?
Show, would recommend
ramen grasshopper cookie.
One,
what?
Two, three. Yes.
No.
I would eat it.
Yeah, I'd eat it. I
no,
mean, I said I'd eat dirt earlier. So at this point, it's just sort of like, yeah, I'll
I love
put it
Texas
in my mouth.
So much, I would literally eat the dirt from Texas.
I probably have.
Southern fried chicken Monte Cristo.
One, two, three,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is such a yes.
That sounds pretty good. The next one is the Surfin' Turfin' Tater Boat.
One, two, three, yes.
Yes, just for the alliteration.
I
want to
drown in the sea. It might
surfing,
not be,
turfing.
I might drown if I try to ride in that boat, but that was a death I'd be willing to have.
That's
here's one.
Poetry.
Texas fajita fries.
One, two, three, yes.
Yes.
Oh,
nah.
That sounds so good. Dad, you need
good.
To make
no.
some of those.
I'm
no?
a fry. I'm a fry purist. Only ketchup.
What?
Nothing.
What about Chick-fil-A sauce?
I guess, but I think ketchup is probably ideal. Chick-fil-A sauce is a noted exception.
All right,
but
we have
besides
three,
that,
three more on this list of semifinalists. Texas fried cowboy fritters.
One, two, three. Sure.
No?
Yes. I don't know
wait,
what it
fritters?
Is.
I don't.
A fritter, like a corn like, fritter, is just like corn, like.
Well, apple fritters. You know what apple fritters are, right?
Oh yeah, but it
usually like a corn fritter is just like corn dough. What do you call it? Cornmeal dough. Fried in grease. So, I don't know. Texas fried cowboy fritter sounds like it could be good. All right, two more to go. The tamale donut.
One, two, three. Sure.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
I'm
I
over
don't know
donuts.
About that.
I'm so over donuts.
You know what I'm over too is like the donut has to be weird.
Yeah. I mean,
like
fair
putting
enough.
The bacon on the donut or.
But
should we have mom join us?
Mm. Mom just walked in. Would you like to join us?
Would you like to join us in our discussion of terrible, awful foods? Would you eat fried Texas dirt?
No. I love Texas. I'm so devoted to Texas. I would literally eat
I would
the dirt
literally,
that Texans walk in.
I would literally eat dirt, but I wouldn't
but
eat
about,
anything on fries, like chili fries.
How
I wouldn't eat that.
Fried Texas sheet cake?
Ooh, yes. I was literally...
Turn on our mic, mom, yeah.
5 seconds before, I was like, oh, Texas sheet cake sounds so good. Oh my gosh, Texas sheet cake. They should make fried Texas sheet cake. The next one is fried Texas sheet cake.
Okay, yeah. You know, like, okay, I would totally eat that. I have to say, though, it would probably be better just as normal Texas sheet cake.
Should we give a round of applause for mom? Because she just joined us. Our special guest star. Hi, I just have to say, now that you're on our show, I'm a huge fan about, especially the part where you birthed me. That was, such a fan.
Oh, don't make me laugh. It's painful.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Some people say it's some of your finest work.
Most people say.
We have one last
some
item
say
on
she's
the
a
list.
A one-hit wonder, and I was the one hit.
Of semifinalists to the big Texas State Fair food competition.
Yes.
And the last item is Tipsy Topsy Catfish on a Stick.
Bonus points just for the Tipsy Topsy.
One, two, three, I guess?
Yes.
I don't know.
Probably.
With alcohol? Yeah.
I don't know what it makes it Tipsy Topsy.
Yeah, what makes it Tipsy Topsy? Is it upside down?
All I have are the names of these, and some of them don't make a whole lot of sense.
There's one that's just, Texas Fried Dirt.
Or Fried El Paso.
Or the all-time favorite.
Fried El Paso is probably going to be pretty good.
I bet it'll be good.
The best one, though, is Fat Smooth.
Oh, yeah. Ew, no. That
Mom,
sounds
it's
horrible.
It's a smoothie made out of pork fat, bacon fat, chicken fat, beef fat, and goose fat.
It's actually going to be...
Is it actually?
It's going to be my rapper. Okay. It's going to be my rapper name after I eat all this.
We just have a list.
Yeah, we don't have descriptions.
Was Phoebe saying she loves Texas dirt?
Fat Smooth.
I love Texas dirt.
Eat the dirt that Texans step in.
There's also Oreo beer.
No, I'm kidding.
Which sounds really gross. Oreo beer.
Like root beer, but Oreo flavored?
Maybe like beer, but Oreo flavored. I don't know.
Hey, that sounds like something that you would throw up.
It does not sound good.
After a day of overindulgence. Yes, after a really regrettable night.
Oh, and it seems like it'd be terrible to throw it up, too. Actually, this is... I just wanted to say this real quick. This is a PSA for any of our followers on Twitter. If you wanted to wire us $5 on PayPal, we will do Texas dirt for treat yourself. We'll just have handfuls of garden dirt.
You're taking bribes?
Or is the $5
to pay for the dirt, obviously.
I think it was our first or second episode where we talked about people
eating
dirt.
Mm-hmm. I do remember
when was that? I feel like it's familiar, but
it happened.
Yeah,
dirt
was a long time ago.
There are places in the world where people eat dirt.
I'm just waiting until the hipsters start eating dirt.
I feel like they already do. Honestly.
All right.
They just don't bathe, so it's all the same.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Well, that's
so
fair.
We've got only a little bit left on the podcast. There's several things we could do. Do we want to go ahead with what are you listening to? Do we want to do a hypothetical?
I want to do what are you listening to.
What are you listening to will be shorter than hypotheticals because we tend to ramble a lot on those.
Yeah, sometimes that can lead to 2-hour long discussions.
All right, well, let's do some what are you listening to. I will start us off. And one of the things I am really excited about is there is a singer who is coming here to Texas on the last show of her tour.
She made me cry in a public area once because Dad was like, here, listen to this. And I was like, all right. Is it that one?
Yeah, for Mom and I and for the girls.
I made Elizabeth cry with my music, too.
Her name is Julian Baker. She usually performs all by herself with just her and a piano or her and a guitar. She has a lot of looping guitars.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a very good songwriter. She does a lot of, it's kind of folky indie stuff. Her first album was called Sprained Ankle. She's got another album that comes out here in just a few weeks, but I haven't heard any of the songs from it yet. I was hoping I could play one of the new songs. But here is the song a snippet of the song Sprained Ankle from the album Sprained Ankle to give you an idea of what she sounds like.
Isn't this worth a night? Are you okay? Should I go somewhere?
All of her songs are very pretty.
I'm crying
right now. Dad and I are a lot alike because we both feel like sad music makes us happy.
Yeah, often
and mom doesn't feel that way at all.
I avoid it because I don't want to start sobbing.
It makes me feel better.
Yeah.
See, I seek it out because it makes me start sobbing.
When I'm feeling kind of down,
feel something.
I can just listen to a lot of sad music and I feel better. It's like cathartic.
Yeah. No, Dad and I have that. We have that in common, I think. I really like sad music, which kind of relates to my what am I listening to.
I only like sad music if there's a good dance beat attached to
it. She is a really good musician. She's very young, but she's, you know, her first album got a lot of praise. There's a lot of videos of her performing live on YouTube, and she sounds, it's usually just her. I've never seen her perform with a band, although I think she has before. She used to be in a band, but... even though it's just her, she sounds really great.
Okay, she kind of, she like has the same style as the artist I'm about to do and kind of looks like her.
Oh, yeah?
And like they have...
Except your artist is from England, right?
Right, yes. So she's
so
the British version.
Julian Baker is, I think, actually from Memphis, Tennessee.
Yeah, she's
so.
Southern.
Oh, yeah. So it's like the different version. No, but so...
Let me know. I've got the volume turned down on the talk, so let me know when you're ready to...
I've been like binge watching Dodie on YouTube all summer, and I really like her. And she's coming out with her new album or her EP tonight. It'll already be out by the time people are listening to this, so go get it.
Can
it's
I
called
ask
you?
How does she spell her name?
Dodie.
Okay, so if I just look up Dodie on YouTube,
yeah, it's just Dodie. Like she doesn't really do her it's her branding.
Okay.
And she's kind of a YouTube star.
Yeah,
is that fair
to
say?
She got famous off of YouTube. She does music on there, but she's coming out with her songs. I've already heard all of them because they're on YouTube, but I'm excited to hear the studio versions because, like, with her first EP, it was all good songs, and then you heard the studio versions, and it was, like, amazing because they added all these, like, cool strings, and it was, like, better quality. So this is the first one. Okay, I had two I kind of wanted to play, just short snippets of. And the first one, it was a cover of a song she did that I was actually introduced to the song by the cover. And at first I was going to just play the original, but then I was like, you know, her EP's coming out. It's okay. It's like a great time to just play lots of her, because I like it maybe better anyway. So I've got it.
All right.
Now I know the girl I should have known. Now I feel the love I should have shown. And I pull you in, but you push me out. And I know. You don't love me, so please say it once before I go. I know that you can't feel me. Tell me that you don't love me, but say it one more time. Go on, darling, I'll step lightly. Live on as if you still love me, but say it one more time. Even if it's a lie.
Okay, so that was her cover of Even If It's a Lie. And then one of the songs that's going to be on her her EP that she's already kind of done something with, but I'm excited to hear the studio version because it's probably going to sound like a lot better and really kind of a little different, but it's called You. And it's that's the name of the EP, so that's why I chose to do that one. Because it's... yeah, it's this, like the title song.
I told you I was looking for some empathy. Well, you fooled me. Just a touch and a thought and I was gone. And now someone's gonna get to know the better you when I was supposed to.
Some multi-tracking going on there.
She does a lot of that.
She has a nice
now,
voice.
The next time there's an opportunity, I'll tread more carefully. My heart's running out of sellotape. You know, how is it I've never felt that way before? Oh, I'm so sure. Oh, it wasn't gonna be you.
Okay, so that's You.
Love that.
It's really... Mm-hmm. I love her music. That one's one of the less depressing ones, actually.
Yeah.
I want to do something, like, super down for both of them, but honestly, it's Dad's podcast, so I could probably pull it off, but...
So we have...
But then I would start
but I'm
sobbing.
Super, anyway, I'm super excited. Her songs make Elizabeth sob, usually. So.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah. She won't let me play them around her.
Just the sad ones.
Just her voice, I think, makes you cry partly.
A little bit, yeah.
Also, some of her songs are really, really sad.
Yeah. So, here's mine. It's completely different from the two styles of, or the same, I guess, sort of indie, folky style of music that you guys played, but here, I... by Mike Snow. It's a song called Genghis Khan.
Oh yeah, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
By Mike Snow. I think it is, right?
I have no. I thought it was Mike.
It's
Mike Snow.
Oh.
I think they were named after a Japanese film director. Named.
Oh really?
Yeah. Huh.
The music video for this is one of my all-time favorites. And I showed it to Mom while we were on vacation.
Loved it.
It's so good.
It's pretty funny.
It's really funny. It has lots of like interpretive dancing and
it's basically like the story of a Bond villain and his personal life.
Yeah, he gets a little bit Genghis Khan.
Yep.
So Mom wants to share a song with us.
Here, let me pass her
to Mom. Stumbled upon a song that's really good. I like it.
Yes, and I started like looking up some of their other stuff, and which led me like on this thing where I was like looking at all kinds of music that I had never experienced before. But it is, it's in Portuguese, and totally, I just liked it. I liked the video.
Oh, this one. Yeah, I like.
Well,
this one.
Which one do you think I've been listening to? Like
cool video.
So the name of the band is Diolinda.
Mm-hmm.
Diolinda.
Mm-hmm. Linda. Do you have it turned up?
Linda means
diversifying our music taste.
Yeah, beautiful. I can turn it up.
Okay. I don't
so
know.
So is it Beautiful Day in Portuguese?
Yep.
I'm so cultured.
You would
cultured.
Think so. I don't know.
And which is the
Portuguese.
Song?
Un contra o outro. Outro? Outro?
Un contra outro.
Outro might mean other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know it's in Spanish.
Right. I just like
it.
I
have
Spanish
song.
With a 69.7.
It's quite peppy.
It's peppy and it's they're kind of quirky and fun to watch.
So I looked up this band,
and they
do a style of music that's from Portugal called fado, except they're called neo-fado. Like most fado is like folk music, it's very sad.
There's a long explanation of this on Wikipedia.
But they're sort of like a newer version, they incorporate more like pop and jazz.
They're like,
and they're less sad, and they're more like peppy, you could almost dance to it.
They're like happy sad, though. There's still like, I mean, there's still kind of a lot of...
They have some slower songs, too, but that one is very peppy and exciting.
I just looked up the translation for un contra otro,
uh-huh.
And it means one against another.
Oh. It was other. Mm-hmm. Like I said, otro, I passed otro Spanish with a... No, I didn't actually get a 69.7. That was just for
but
one grading
Spanish.
Period.
Spanish. And
probably sounds like 75.
I actually understood some of that, and I don't speak any Portuguese, but I speak some Spanish.
Well, it's Latin-based, so if you know any Latin-based languages.
And I know French, too, so that's another thing.
And does the name mean Beautiful Day?
It should.
Yeah, it should. I don't think I need to look that up.
Deolindo?
Beautiful God? Beautiful.
I don't know what
it means. Dio is day.
Dia is day.
I'm not sure what it means.
Hold on.
Dia is day. Deo would be...
Oh,
how do you spell it?
D-E-O
or D-I-O?
D-E-O.
D-E-O.
D-E-O-L-I-N-D-A. I think it's supposed think it's to be like a person's name.
I think it's a person's name.
There's like a character that all the lyrics
it means gorgeous.
Are from her perspective.
Oh, Linda does.
Well, Deolinda means gorgeous.
Oh.
In Portuguese.
All right.
Okay.
One more song that I wanted to play a little bit from.
Is it the outro?
Funny, gorgeous.
This is from a band that I like a lot called LCD Sound System. They have a new album coming out, and this was the first single from this album. And they played it on Saturday Night Live. But the thing I like about this song is it takes like a lot of the music that I grew up with and sort of mushes it together into a dance song. The song is called Call the Police.
Do it right now, please. Repeat no hostage. You're forced to do a podcast.
So what I like about that song in particular is it's got like all of these 80s influences, but it's this sort of modern dance song.
Yeah.
That's how like a really, that's how like when an indie short film, not even a short film, an indie film would start out.
Yeah. That's how it should start out.
It's how it should start out.
And you're driving in a car.
That does, that sounds like everything that I loved listening to when I was in high school.
It's really good.
I really like that song.
Me too.
This was a solid, what are you listening to?
Oh, we forgot to play the drop.
Oh.
The drop.
I might have to go back and edit
There's
it.
There's a drop
I'm listening to.
There's a drop.
The drop.
I was wondering about that.
I guess we'll play
that,
it on the way out. If I can find it.
Can you find it?
What you listening to?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
So that is what you listening to. All right. We have one last thing to do on the podcast. And that is...
three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Treat yourself.
All right. Very special treat yourself. For the last few podcasts, I've talked about something that is personally very tragic for me. Coke Zero is being retired. There will be no Coke Zero in the near future. I recently got my hands on something called Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, which is the new replacement. They call it new and improved, but I'm skeptical. I have... with me right now, a Coke Zero and a Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, and I'm going to try them side by side and see which of them I like the best. And then we've got a, one other thing we're going to try. So
Henry's here. Say hi, Henry.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Hi. He's on my lap.
Hi. If we had William, we could have the entire family on one podcast.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, there's no reason to.
So many people talking over each other.
So many people chugging that soda.
That's not true.
So this is the moment of truth when I decide whether or not Coca-Cola Zero Sugar is worth anything compared to my favorite beverage, Coca-Cola Zero.
William's here.
I'm going to try Coca-Cola Zero first.
I like that.
To remind myself how wonderful it is.
Can we pass it around?
Pass around the regular Coke Zero.
It's good
stuff. Does anyone actually want that?
Good stuff.
I mean, I just want to know whether the new one's better. I don't like it.
And now I'm going to try Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. I have not tried this. This is my very first sip of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar.
You know, actually, it could be terrible. Pretty good.
No.
Actually. No, not really.
I mean, it's okay in a Cokey sort of way.
It's okay.
Henry's the only person in the family that agrees with me that Pepsi is better.
And my conclusion.
If you believe that, you're not a true Texan.
Nice.
I'm sorry to report, it's not as good as Coke Zero.
Here, let me take a sip of Coke Zero.
And it's nice and chilled and everything, but it's not as good as Coke Zero.
I think they're equally gross.
It's like Diet Pepsi.
It does taste more like a Diet Coke, and I'm against that.
I thought it was supposed to taste more like just regular Coke, and it doesn't.
I like it a little bit better, but I don't like it.
Let me try it again, just to make sure I'm not giving
it
short shrift.
Less sugar, even though they both have zero sugar.
Do you know what it tastes like to me? It tastes like when I am out at a restaurant and there's fountain drinks and they don't have Diet Dr. Pepper, but they have Coke Zero and Diet Coke, and I mix them because I don't really like either one that much. And somehow mixing them makes it slightly less.
It's kind of diluted.
Yeah.
It's
but I mix
good.
It because I don't love Coke Zero.
It's not
and
as good as Coke Zero.
Coke.
And I
it
really
like
was
Pepsi.
Hoping I was hoping it would. I was hoping I was making a big deal of this. But I don't think it's as good as Coke Zero.
I just think they both taste gross. Maybe
that's
just,
pretty sad.
I agree with that.
Maybe you've just gotten used to Coke Zero.
Sad.
I do really like Coke Zero, and that's not as good as Coke Zero. All right. And then the other thing we have today is Ruffles All Dressed Flavored Chips. So... Phoebe, you know a little bit about this. Can you tell us a little bit about all-dressed potato chips?
Yeah, so my best friend, she is Canadian, and she is obsessed with all-dressed chips. And
I'm going to ask Google about all-dressed chips here just a second.
It's
Google, what are all-dressed potato chips?
I can tell you.
According to Treats, All Dressed Chips by Ruffles are exactly what they sound like, potato chips flavored with all the dressings.
Ketchup,
yeah, that's not...
salt, vinegar, barbecue, sour cream, onion, and other mystery seasonings. So they come from
it
Canada.
Just, it's supposed to taste all dressed like sour...
You weren't supposed to start eating them yet.
I'm sorry. Sour and kind of like zesty, but also salty and like a little bit sweet. They're basically, from what... Last time I tried them, I thought... Or what my friend has told me too, is they're basically like... kind of more vinegary barbecue chips. They're pretty good. I like them. I'm going to try them again because I haven't had them in like a couple months.
Here's what it says on the back of the bag. I bet you're wondering what all dressed means. After all, in America, it just means you're wearing all your clothes. But in Canada, all dressed actually means delicious, ridgy chips that somehow taste salty, savory, and sweet all at the same time. Sounds good, eh? All right.
But they're a big thing in Canada, and my friend was super, super excited that they're in the U.S. now. And
another thing they have in Canada that I have not found yet is they have ketchup-flavored potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
These are not ketchup-flavored. They are all dressed. So I'm going to pass these around. I'm going to mute the mic so no one chews into the mic. We're all going to take one or two potato chips, and we're all going to try it. We've got the whole family here now, by the way.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody's here.
I am muting y'all.
Okay, those are delicious.
They're really good.
Those are really good.
I like a good zesty chip.
That's the, like salt and vinegar chips.
They do have a little bit of salt and vinegar, a little
they're
bit
like
of barbecue, and a little bit
chips.
Of sweetie flavor.
They remind me of, like, if you had to make a Carolina barbecue flavored chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do kind of.
They're good.
So does everybody agree on this? They are.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
Sound of my friend.
Those are pretty good. I hope they keep them around. They've been out for a while, and I've been looking for them so I can try them on Treat Yourself.
Yeah.
But they're still a little bit hard to find. I found these at a gas station convenience store. You don't always see them on the grocery store shelf, but if you do, snatch them up because I think they're really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
way good.
So the good news is all dressed Ruffles. The bad news is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. I'm as disappointed as I feared I would be. That is our podcast today. Thank you, everyone, for participating. Thank you, Elizabeth, Phoebe. Thank you, Mom, for participating. Thank you, the boys, for coming in at the very end. Thanks to everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast. On twitter.com. You can find us at Talk to Dad Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. You can find us at talktodadpodcast.com. That's where all of our episodes can be found. We're also available on iTunes, on Google Play, on Stitcher. If you want to do something to help us out, one thing you can do is you can subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes or Google Play. This has been a lot of fun. I'd also like to thank, I haven't done this in a while, but thank the Foxy Morons, which is the band that agreed to let us use their music for our intro and outro music. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later.